We're going to hear how people in Yemen are observing Ramadan in the middle of a war. The conflict there is not taking a break for the holiday, and neither is the bombing campaign and trade blockade led by Saudi Arabia. My BBC colleague Jeremy Bowen was recently in the capital, Sana'a, and spoke with residents there. As you'll hear, one man even noted Jeremy's British nationality.
I'm in the old city of Sana'a. Very beautiful, very ancient, and also, sadly, very poor. And there aren't many shoppers either because prices have gone way up since the Saudis imposed their blockade of Yemen.
But Mr. Cameron will not attack our country like Saudis.
What do you think the British should say to the Saudis?
I hope that they will remember the Second World War when London was attacked from Hitler. It is similar to that one.
People here are getting united in the way the British did when they were bombed.
Yes, of course. I am sure that they are united. You see? And this is the answer of Saudis. You have to take care, Yan. You see? These are the rockets every day. They don't care about the children. They don't care about the women, the hospitals, everything.
But the explosion wasn't a Saudi airstrike. It was a car bomb not far away.
War is never far away from Sana'a residents. We asked two of them to record their thoughts for us, analyst and activist Hisham Al-Omaisi and Brooklyn-born Summer Nasser, who went to Yemen this spring to visit her family and got stuck in the war.
Right now, it's the prayer for dawn time. Earlier today, there was anti-aircraft shootings. There was planes, jets flying over Sana'a. Currently, right now, it's quiet, and we hope that it'll, you know, stay that way.
It's 4:30 a.m. in Sana'a. Usually at this hour, you'd hear people on the streets, cars, people coming back from the mosques after the Fajr prayers. But today, there are no people, there are no cars on the streets, partly because there's no gas, but also because people are afraid to go to the mosques after the bombings last week that targeted mosques in Sana'a. Now all you see is empty streets, and all you hear is birds chirping.
Hisham Al-Omaisi in Sana'a just before sunrise. At other parts of the day, Yemen's capital is not always so quiet.
Right now, it's about 5:30. There's jets over us. As you can hear, the anti-aircraft missiles and gun shootings. From what I know, they're hitting the airport. Listen closely. Basically, we hear them over us. I mean, we really don't know where they strike until we see smoke.
Summer Nasser says she hears the explosions frequently. We are used to it, sadly, she texted. I never thought I would say that. One last snapshot from Yemen during Ramadan now, from Hisham Al-Omaisi, following a day of fasting.
It's 6:30 p.m. in Sana'a now. It is close to the iftar time, which is the time we break our fast in Ramadan. You can hear generators in the background. That's because there's no electricity, and a lot of people have fired up their personal generators to prepare the iftar, the dinner, basically.
Sana'a residents like Hisham and Summer are hopeful that the fighting will stop soon and that the blockade will be lifted, allowing food, fuel, and medical supplies to be delivered again in Yemen. But for now, Ramadan and war continue simultaneously.